Hey, Dad, need the crimper. Crimper, snipper, stapler, strainer. He was scrub nurse to the fence doctor, who was repairing a section of Meadowgate's high tensile cattle fencing. Two of Dooley's five heifers had broken out last night and wandered into a neighbor's yard down the road. Not good. Glad it happened with the heifers, with Choo-Choo coming in a few weeks. Don't want that big boy getting out, he said. If he gets out, we're dead in the water. He'd head straight for Mink Herschel's cows. Ah, he didn't know much about those things. Mink's cows are small. He's got Dexters, around 600-700 pounds. Choo-Choo is 2 years old and clocks in at 1,400 pounds. He makes big calves, which can be a serious problem with a small breed. Mink could lose cows if our guy gets in his pasture. Dystocia. Life was happening fast. Dooley's graduation from vet school was coming up in a few weeks, then the bull delivery, then the practice turning over from Hal Owen, and on June 14th, the wedding. So, how's Choo-Choo's disposition? He's got calves all over the county. He's famous for getting the job done. And you bought him because... Not good timing, for sure, but the owner needed to let him go. It was me or somebody else. I could never top the price. Pliers? Tales about Choo-Choo were circulating at the co-op. At least one of them embellished with a direct warning. It'll be good to get out with your cattle in the evenings, relaxing. He was repeating what the neighbors said about having a few head on the place. We'll treat small animals at the clinic, and I'll have my large animal practice out here on the back 40. I really wanted a mixed practice, but there's a great vet just a few miles north. She does it all and does it well. Dooley wiped the sweat from his eyes. Hal loved doing it all, but he says he won't miss it. He was on call 24/7. I'd like to give it everything I've got during the day and have time in the evenings to spend with Lace, with, you know, sure, with family, when you have children. He didn't mean to say that. Not at all. It had popped out from overlong suppression. The look on Dooley's face. He had stepped in it for sure. Craving grandkids was the vice of those wishing to assure mortality. He let the air clear. So, scared? Dooley gave him an ironic look. Were you scared? I was. Then the peace flowed in. Need the crimper again, said Dooley. It was cool to know what this stuff was. He hauled the thing out of the workbox. Thanks, but that's the tamper. So this is what people called the simple life. He wiped his face with a bandana and went diving for the crimper. Ever since they moved to Meadowgate a month ago, the entire household had gone hammer and tong, making the old place ready for the big knot. They had repainted the interior of the vet clinic, refinished the clinic floors, and installed new exam tables. He declined to help Cynthia and Lace make curtains for the farmhouse kitchen, and drove with Harley to Holding to pick up a load of furniture for the reception room. Somewhere in there, he had conducted a house blessing and a clinic blessing replete with thurible. Then came repairs on the barn and some minor work on the gutters of the house. And before Dooley wheeled in yesterday for the weekend, he and Harley and Willie had weed-whacked the fence line and had a serious conversation with the county agent about liming. "It's your broom straw," said the agent. What about it? It tells you your place needs lime. Nature's messenger. The agent had given him a wealth of material to read on the subject of lime. For today's nut to crack, they were awarded the high tensile fence fix-off. He had prayed for a more challenging retirement, and here it was in living color. On the other hand, it was the most fun he'd had in a coon's age. Not everybody got to watch a young couple build a whole new life.